USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the U.S. needs a place to lay out the evidence that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Congress should allow Americans to sue China over COVID.
We need to allow the American people to go to an American court and sue the Chinese Communist Party for ruining their lives and their businesses by waiving sovereign immunity like we did after 9/11 for Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleagues to open the American court system up so we can get to the bottom of what happened in China. The best way to get to the truth is to have a trial over where it came from and how it got to America. And I'm convinced this came from a lab leak. I don't think it was an intentional, but it didn't come from nature.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wally, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. And then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore. Because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. His son of a death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As negotiations over infrastructure continue, the debate over what belongs in an infrastructure bill also rages on. Tim Berg reports.
As President Biden continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans regarding ongoing negotiations regarding a bipartisan infrastructure package, Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania, Scott Perry, tells Fox Business,
We're going to be printing this money, we're going to be taxing this money, and we're going to be spending it on things like child care and other assisted care, which is all important stuff, but it's not infrastructure.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a federal moratorium on evictions is expected to be extended by one more month. CNBC reporting that an announcement that the moratorium will be extended to the end of July could come as soon as Wednesday. The moratorium on residential evictions was set to expire on June 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats had been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. Senator Tina Smith says the fight over these measures is not over. The Minnesota Democrat tells ABC News that she wished Republicans would have taken up debate on what she called common sense measures.
No, I don't think it's effectively dead. I think we have to keep on pushing. This is too important for us just to say, oh, well, so sad, too bad. We weren't able to take the steps that we need to take to protect our elections. So the path forward is hard. It is incredible to me that not a single Republican member of the Senate would sign on to these common sense provisions. They wouldn't even say, let's debate what we ought to do to make sure that every citizen in this country has a free and free access to the vote. That is really, really disappointing to me. But frankly, I think it makes me and many others just feel like we have to buckle up and fight even harder to get this done.
And the Detroit Pistons have won the number one overall pick in the NBA's draft lottery. The Houston Rockets will pick second, Cleveland Cavaliers third, the Toronto Raptors fourth, and the Orlando Magic fifth. The 2021 NBA draft will be held on July 29th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.